This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding bilateral meeting with President of Ghana John Mahama at the Jubilee House in Accra. Both leaders are expected to discuss various ways to strengthen and deepen bilateral relations. Several agreements are likely to be signed following the talks. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Accra on his state visit to Ghana. In a special gesture on arrival at the airport, the Prime Minister was received by the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. This gesture is reflective of the strong and historic bonds of friendship between the two nations. The day will conclude with a state dinner hosted by President Mahama, at which the Prime Minister is set to receive Ghana's highest state honour, the Companion of the Order of the Star of Ghana. This trip aims to reaffirm India's long-standing friendship with Ghana and strengthen its engagement with the Global South. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju yesterday said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from the 21st of July to the 21st of August. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there'll be no sittings on the 13th and 14th of August. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra will formally commence today from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district amid tight security. The holy cave is known for the ice stalagmite that forms within, resembling a shivling. Around 299 vehicles carrying over 2,300 pilgrims towards Baltal route and over 3,000 yatris towards Pahalgam route reached safely in Kashmir region through the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter is underway between security forces and terrorists at Chhatru area of Kishtwar district. An official said that based on a specific intelligence report, a joint search operation was launched in Kanzal Mandu, Kishtwar. He said contact has been established with the terrorists and the operation is in progress. The Ministry of External Affairs has expressed deep concern at the abduction of three Indian nationals employed at the diamond cement factory in Kayes, Mali. The incident occurred when a group of armed assailants carried out a coordinated attack at the factory premises and forcibly took the Indian nationals as hostages. The ministry said in a statement that many military and government installations at multiple locations of western and central Mali were attacked by terrorists. The Embassy of India in Bamako is in close and constant communication with the relevant authorities of the government of Mali, local law enforcement agencies, as well as the management of diamond cement factory. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has signed into law a bill suspending cooperation with the United Nations Nuclear Monitor, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Iranian state media reported on Wednesday. This is one of the most drastic steps Iran has made in its standoff with international powers on its nuclear activities. Iranian officials accused the IAEA of remaining silent throughout the military campaign, stoking Iran's tensions with the UN nuclear agency over access and transparency. In the AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers, India registered a commanding 5-0 win over Iraq at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium in Thailand last evening. First half goals from Sangeeta Basfore and Manisha set the tone before a dominant second half where Kartika Angamuthu, Fanja Mbam Nirmala Devi and Nongmaitham Ratanbala Devi added goals to the scoreline. With this result, the Blue Tigresses are only a step away from Women's Asian Cup qualification. The India Meteorological Department has said active monsoon conditions are likely to continue over many parts of northwest, central and east India during next 6 to 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.